Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ryan Lehrer on WNYC. So all during the fall pledge drive, we've been talking to some of our favorite professional advice givers on thorny issues like parenting, finances, and workplace politics. And today it's a very early edition of holiday gift advice. And yes, you heard that right. Before Halloween, before the leaves are even off the trees in most places, we're dispatching a gift guide. And that's because experts are saying because of the pandemic supply chain issues, you might want to get an early jump on gift shopping to avoid late deliveries to your home and in stores. So with me now to inspire you with some specific ideas and to answer your questions about holiday shopping 2021 style is editor-in-chief of The Strategist from New York Magazine, Maxine Bilder. Thanks for doing this, Maxine. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much for having me, Brian. I am also in disbelief that we're talking about holiday gifting so early. But yeah, to your point, it is the season.
Yeah. So listeners, we can take two kinds of calls for this. Questions asking for gift shopping advice and your own advice if you want to give some for gifts that avoid the supply chain problems. 646-435-7280. And Maxine's calls are coming in. Are you guys at The Strategist hearing about supply chain issues? And is it something that you're taking into consideration when making shopping recommendations?
Yeah, definitely. We've already seen every year we sort of do a roundup of the best gifts to buy before they sell out, sort of highlighting the hottest gifts. And we've seen that some of our picks for the hottest toys are already selling out and are available only on, you know, secondhand markets like eBay. So yeah, it's something we've been thinking about a lot, and it's something that everyone seems to be really concerned about. And our goal is to provide the best service possible to our readers. And if people are looking for more virtual gifts or, you know, actually nice gift cards, we're also here to help give advice on that too.
I guess gift cards is the perennial thing that the supply chain won't affect. And some people think gift cards are a cop-out, and some people think that they're really nice to give because they're flexible and the recipient can use it however they want.
Yeah, I think we really believe the latter, that gift cards are really nice. And I think one thing that's also nice about gift cards is that you're able to support small businesses in a way. You know, the supply chain issues are a problem for big retailers like Amazon and Target, but they're also a problem for smaller retailers and locally owned businesses. And buying a gift card is a really great way to be able to support those businesses too, even if their stock is maybe not what they would hope it would be during this really busy time.
Right. And you know, you make a great point, which I wasn't thinking about before you said it, so let's repeat it, which is that gift cards don't have to just be from the big chains, which might be the first thing that people think about. Oh, I can just go online and get a gift card from, you know, I won't mention any particular behemoth shopping site that might mean behemoth. But the local stores have gift cards, too, in very many cases, right? So you can go into a place, shop local, support a mom and pop store in your neighborhood and still do it with a gift card.
Yeah, absolutely. And on The Strategist, we have a roundup of the best gift cards you can actually even buy online for dozens of New York City businesses. And it's a really incredible list. There's, you know, Black Market, which is a black vintage collectible store in Bed-Stuy. There's Pearl River Mart in Chinatown, Books Are Magic, or Sisters Uptown, which is a black-owned bookstore in Washington Heights. And even restaurants like B&H Dairy have gift cards. So it really is, I think, a super flexible gift, and also one you don't have to deal with shipping, you don't have to worry about package thieves, and you can make it really personal to what you think the recipient is really going to like and use and enjoy.
I'll throw one in that was on The Strategist recently that I think is really fun, because you do categories, and one of your categories is best gifts for new dads. And you declared the absolute best gift for new dads, or one of them, is an old but new looking Polaroid camera. Why that?
Yeah, I think it's something that has actually been surprisingly become really popular with the teens of all things, where there is sort of this, as everything has become more digital and more pushed by the algorithm, I think there is really this hunger for something that is just super physical and analog. And I think a Polaroid camera really scratches that itch. And I know a while back there was all this talk about how Polaroid film is disappearing and it's, you know, we'll never have it again. And it's been really wonderful to see how this sort of old school technology is coming back in a big way. And so, yeah, a super fun gift for parents to take really great photos of your kids or of anything else and maybe even hand it over to the kids so they can take a photo or two.
All right. Let's see who needs some early holiday shopping disrupted supply chain advice from Maxine from The Strategist and Marshall in Park Slope. You're on WNYC. Hi, Marshall.
Hi, Brian. I love you so much. Thanks for doing what you do. My question is about client gifts. You know, I have to typically get, last year was very stressful, 50 of the same gift shipped with a custom card. I did really nice olive oil for my clients last year. Something that's easily repeatable, kind of high quantity. I'm wondering if there's any suggestions there. It's always very stressful for me.
Maxine.
Yeah, that's a great question. One gift that we've been sort of recommending since 2016 is the Zojirushi thermos. It's a stainless steel thermos. I actually gave it to some of our employees last year, and it's a really just a nice solid thermos that just keeps your hot drinks scalding hot and your cold drinks very cold. It's also leak proof and lightweight, so really good for commuting. So I think you're getting some of that work energy in there. And it just looks really nice and feels very professional. So that is, I think, something you can buy in bulk and a lot of as well.
That's an interesting one. And I guess the thing about thermoses is size. They come in so many different sizes. Like I keep a big 40-ounce stainless steel thermos by my side while I'm doing the show because I kind of sip water, you know, throughout the show. But they come in all kinds of sizes, right?
Yeah, these come in 12 ounces and 16 ounces, I believe. And they also come in a bunch of really nice colors as well. One of my favorites is this really nice, like cobalt navy blue, but they also have a pale pink. So I feel like you could even, you know, a standard black as well. So maybe you could match it to your company's logo colors as well.
Nathaniel in Chelsea, you're on WNYC with Maxine Bilder from New York Magazine's shopping site, The Strategist. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Maxine. How are you?
Hey, good. Doing good.
What you got?
Hey, I'm calling to recommend that shop at your local hardware store for gifts. They are just endless resources for all sorts of small to large, just useful things. I'm a hardware store owner myself, and I find that every holiday season, especially towards the end, we do a lot of helping out people buying gifts. We get phone calls from people, you know, way outside the state looking to buy gift cards for their friends or family that live locally. And my understanding is that it always goes over really well. So if you know that there's a place nearby someone you're gifting for, it's just a great thing to look up who their nearest walkable hardware store is. And it's like a treasure trove of housewares and tools and, you know, just useful stuff that people never seem to be disappointed to receive.
Yeah, that's a good one. And you're talking about gift cards. Are there any things that you find as a hardware store owner that people buy off the shelves to give as gifts? You know, a lot of people are not giving screwdrivers and wrenches for Christmas, but is there anything that they are from your store?
Well, you know, sometimes we have just some, you know, odd esoteric, you know, toys and things like that that we'll bring in over the holidays. But you'd be surprised. People do buy tools as gifts, especially if they find that these are things that they are always reaching for and can't find when they need. So sure, screwdrivers and wrenches, flashlights. I mean, even this year, maybe some disposable PPE seems like a weird gift. But I mean, look, we've all had the experience of having gifts at the end of the holiday season, and, you know, no one likes to waste. So things that are going to get put to use are almost always appreciated, especially emergency-related stuff for blackouts or, you know, masks, things like that.
Nice one, Nathaniel. Thank you very much. Jane in Chelsea, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jane.
Hi, and I would like to say hello to Maxine, because I was the very first employee at New York Magazine back in 1967 and
Whoa.
April 1968.
Whoa!
Incredible!
What did you do there, Jane?
Well, I worked with Clay Felker out of his apartment while he was raising the money for it. And I started out as assistant to the editor. And then when he bought the Village Voice, I went down there as the general manager of the Village Voice.
How about that? And you've got a gift suggestion too, right?
I certainly do. What I am doing this year is I am asking all of my relatives and or anybody I'm going to be giving a gift to give me the name and address of their favorite charity, and I will be making a donation in their name.
I really, really like that. Jane, thank you very much. I'm going to go for time, but I'm so glad you checked in with us, and that's fascinating history that you have as well in the field. But you know what I like about Jane's suggestion, Maxine? I think that many times people have made a donation in the name of somebody and done that as a gift if they think that, you know, the recipient is the kind of person who would appreciate that rather than a physical thing. But to my ear, Jane took it to the next level and asked the person what charity they would like to donate to.
Yeah, I love that. That's really sweet. And I think one thing that we really believe at The Strategist, and even thinking about, you know, the gifts from the hardware store, is that there's not one perfect gift for everyone on your list, that it's something that is personal and that you do want to take time and care about. And, you know, I think it's something, particularly when you're making a donation, you also don't want to make assumptions either. And so it is really nice to be able to say, hey, this is what I want to do, and this is how I would like to spend my money on you. What would you like? And what are you going to feel good about? And I think that is in some ways the perfect gift, where you are being thoughtful and considerate and considering what that person would really want.
You want to finish with any one of your choice from a recent Strategist article or Strategist category?
Oh gosh, that's a very tough question. I think one thing that we could all use a little bit of this holiday season is some relaxation. And so one thing that I've been sort of having my eye on is this weighted blanket from Baraboo. It's a deceptively heavy looking blanket. It's knit. You can get it in cotton or velvet. And it just looks very nice and not like your regular weighted blanket, and also just very relaxing and comfortable. So I think if you're in doubt, maybe try that. I don't think anyone is going to say no to a little bit of relaxation.
The Strategist from New York Magazine is edited by Maxine Bilder, who has been our guest. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come.